This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is real estate still a good investment for 2020? But before we get started, I'd just like to touch base with you guys and just say, hey, how are you doing? Are you guys, all full on everything from Thanksgiving? And are you just like still sleeping and resting from eating like way too much food? Well, it certainly was a blast for us to, it's always a great, it's actually one of my favorite, if not my favorite holidays. And I know some other folks out there think the same. It's just for me, I don't think we're thankful enough about anything sometimes. Nowadays, we're so busy complaining about things, and whether it's politics or whether it's, the price of this or whatever it may be. You know, I think a lot of times it's just great to stop and think about all of our blessings and how many things we have to be thankful for. For those of you guys that are out there investing in real estate, you know, this is something too. I think what a great opportunity. I think just learning about real estate investing. And I'm thankful that I made the move into it right in my retirement years here. And I think it's great that we can enjoy this really awesome way to just generate some cash flow, build up some equity, and create a legacy. So back to our topic, is real estate still a good investment for 2020? Well, with 2020 fast approaching, I'm sure there's a lot of you thinking, okay, is this going to be a good year to start investing if you haven't invested, or if you are already investing? Is this a good time to buy more properties, or should I wait and see what happens with the recession? There's so many different things that go through our heads. And I think it's just important to kind of take a step back and look at what real estate investing is. And, the markets do change and there are ups and downs. And sure, it's always better to buy sort of the beginning of that bell curve. And that's why we look for emerging markets. So I'm going to look at five reasons why real estate is a good investment always. I mean, anytime in any market. Okay. The first thing is just good investments are low risk, and certainly while any investment holds a certain degree of risk, the best investments to make money and tend to be relatively low risk, at least relative to the rate of return that they offer. And this is exactly the case with real estate investing, especially in rental properties, as real estate properties are tangible assets. And I always stress this, man, it's not like the stock market where you've got just this piece of paper. Maybe you've got a piece of paper. Usually it's just something on your computer screen. I bought these shares of this particular stock. It's virtually impossible to just lose everything as a property investor. And I've had stocks that have disappeared, but you can't do that. I mean, if you own a piece of property, it's still going to be there. It still has value. And even if it goes down, it's going to go back up. You know, anything bad happens, I mean, you still got this tangible asset. Another thing is they provide a good hedge against inflation. The reason why so many people in the U.S. and elsewhere wonder where to invest their money is to protect it against inflation. Otherwise, they would keep it in the bank where it's quite safe. Now, investing in real estate actually is a hedge against inflation. The value of properties in any real estate market rises over time, and this is known as natural appreciation. The main driver behind this phenomenon is the fact that the land on which real estate properties are built is a limited resource. Coupled with the ever-increasing population, which puts more and more pressure on the demand for housing. Indeed, the average annual rate of real estate appreciation has exceeded in the average annual inflation rate in the U.S. housing market. This last 10 years, this trend is expected to continue until not only 2020, but beyond. And, you know, you could see this growing demand. There's a short of housing, and there's also a strong demand. Millennials are not investing, they're not buying houses. There's a lot of apprehension, a lot of reasons why they aren't. But a lot of it has to do just plain the prices of houses right now. Also, let's get into three. Investing for income is important. The best way to invest should provide investors with money not only in the long term, but also in the short term. Rental real estate properties allow a real estate investor to start making money right away. I mean, you can buy a property the next month. You've got a check in the mail. Once you've purchased your property, the property can be rented out immediately to start generating monthly rental income and generating your return on investment. That's why investment properties are frequently referred to as income properties. With a real estate investment strategy, you don't have to wait for years for your assets to appreciate and capitalize. Moreover, you can choose how to make money in real estate for the maximum return. Even looking at Airbnb investment properties, which are going crazy right now, the same stands true. Number four, making money in the long term is also important. Wondering where to invest money to get good returns in the long run? The answer, again, is real estate. As I mentioned earlier, the real estate appreciation just happens naturally without any efforts on behalf of the investor. That means with residential investment properties, you can make a lot of money passively once you decide to sell your house. Now, that's a good investment. And number five, real estate investing for beginners is a viable option. Many of the best investments are difficult to get started in as they require extensive knowledge and understanding of the market. Moreover, many of them necessitate full-time devotion in order to generate the best return on investment. This is definitely not true with real estate. Yeah, you do have to get educated. You need to know what you're doing before you get started, but you don't need a special degree to do it. All the knowledge and real estate data that you need is available online. Good resources are podcasts and YouTube and all kinds of webinars, and there's tons of articles written as well. So you can do a search on almost any topic and find, and there's some great books that we recommend also on our website at olddogsreinetwork.com. The key thing is investing in real estate. You don't need to leave necessarily your 9-to-5 job. You know, with the help of software tools and professional property management, you can make that a truly passive investment, and on a part-time basis be involved. Those are just basic foundations that apply across the board in any market, up or down. Now, you know, what happened in 2008 was really more on the financing side. You know, that there were people that overextended themselves. The mortgage industry were giving out loans to anybody, and they were, these negative amortization type loans that just exploded. You know, not only that, but, you know, Wall Street was doing some pretty crazy things there too. Put the two together and you get a crash. So, you know, the idea is to invest wisely. I would never get the types of loans that were offered in 2007, 2008 prior to that. Today we've got great fixed rate loans, and you could get them at 15 years or 30 years. And there's some great options out there. And that's, you know, probably, and I'll list this, I'm going to go into some of the reasons why 2020 is especially good for investing. Number one, real estate prices will continue going up. Speculations that the U.S. real estate market may enter into another recession in 2020 are just that, pure speculations. There are no real major signs to show that this will be the case. On the contrary, the vast majority of real estate experts expect the values of homes for sale in the U.S. market to continue increasing, but at a lower rate. So there's a little slowdown that is going on. If you're starting to think whether investing in a rental property for sale is worth it in 2020, I would say, you know, again, this is one person's opinion. I would say it's a pretty good deal, especially in certain markets. I always look at emerging markets. I believe that there is a national market, but it's not indicative of what's going on in certain markets where you have properties that are going to be going up for the next, you know, 3 to 5 years. So it just depends on the market. The slowdown in the real estate appreciation is actually a good thing, as it prevents another housing bubble from happening anytime in the near future. Moreover, only a small decrease in the appreciation rate is expected, while real estate prices will actually continue rising faster than inflation. Another reason is the lack of affordability is not a defining factor. Many real estate experts, including real estate investors, are increasingly worried about the growing lack of affordability in the housing market. However, this is not a constraining issue in the overall market, but mostly an isolation problem in certain markets. It's absolutely true that buying an investment property in locations like San Francisco or Los Angeles, New York, places like that, it's definitely challenging for those that are getting involved in those areas. But other places, even like Dallas, which is booming, or Phoenix, they offer more affordable real estate listings. Now, with the right tools, you can do the research and find those right markets to invest in that will produce a good cash on cash return, and for the long term will be a good investment. The key point is really that there is a demand for rental housing, because even if the prices are a little high, there are some folks they just can't afford to buy, so they're going to rent. You know, you can be the person to be able to provide them with that home at affordable prices. Interest rates are expected to remain low. Experts predict that interest rates will continue being relatively low at around 4% in 2020, which means that those who wonder how to invest in real estate due to insufficient cash capital can resort to a mortgage. The fact that you don't have to use cash makes buying a real estate property or rental property one of the best investment strategies out there in 2020 and in general. Buying an investment property all in cash is hard for most investors, not to mention beginners. However, you should not worry about how to make money investing in real estate if you don't have enough cash, as financing property with a mortgage will be an affordable option. The expected low interest rates are one reason why now is a good time to become a real estate investor, because seriously, they're not going to stay this low forever, and it's a great opportunity if you're even starting or you're buying more property. Finally, the U.S. housing market is transforming. The U.S. real estate market has been a seller's market for a few years now. While a sudden change to a buyer's market is not expected to take place in 2020, the slow transition in this direction, which started in 2019, is forecast to continue. The stabilizing inventory, the slowdown in appreciation, and the low market interest rates are pointing to this real estate trend. This will be a very important positive factor, especially for beginner real estate investors who will not need to enter into bidding wars and compete with home buyers and more experienced property investors. Meanwhile, if you're interested in locations that are expected to be definite buyer's markets in 2020, you know, have a look at some of the hot markets out there, places like Nashville and Atlanta, you know, still booming. Even Texas and Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Austin, there are still good deals to be had. So is real estate still a good investment in 2020? Yes, I would say definitely yes. Real estate properties continue to head the list of the top investment strategies as they allow investors to make money in both short-term and long-term while keeping their full-time jobs. As a newcomer, just remember to start small. You know, you can start small with the, I recommend, you know, duplexes, fourplexes, that kind of thing. But if you really want to go get into multifamily, you can start out with apartment complexes. And I know plenty of people that have done it, and we have plenty of podcasts you can listen to hear those stories. And it's not as difficult as you might think. Well, that's the show for today. I hope that helped you out. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here will be outlined in our show notes in the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode, Is Real Estate Still a Good Investment in 2020? I want to thank Mash Pfizer for the information that we used for this article. It was a great information, and it's a good resource. If you ever get a chance, check out mashpfizer.com. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king, and real estate investing the means. Thanks for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.